Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free. The number brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And there was a lot of news bubbling up throughout the week, and certainly starting over the weekend with this situation in New York City, Times Square. I think it was a guy parked a Nissan that was loaded up with fertilizer. I guess allegedly it was the wrong kind of fertilizer, and he made a mistake, apparently, and there was no bomb. It was not even possible that this bomb could have gone off. But nonetheless, it has given people.
But if it would have,
it has.
If it would have, then it could have hurt somebody.
Fear has been struck into the hearts of people in New York City, and of
even
course,
if we save just one person from irrational panicky,
they are
paranoia.
They are calling out for more safety. They want more security, and the government people are, of course, more than happy to give them at least the illusion that they have it.
Sure. We'll hassle you a little more when you're walking down the street, no problem.
Yeah, because it's really all it is, all of the security apparatus you see in the various different airports and around the country in big cities. It's not real security. It just is security theater. Anyone who's dedicated enough will be able to break through, or it will still be able to cause so-called terror if that's what they're if they are determined to do so, which is why I think it's so silly that you hear so many talk show hosts blathering on about how safe America is, thanks to the government, thanks to our wonderful government, we're so safe. It's not thanks to the government. It's thanks to the fact that nobody's doing things. There's just no one out there, for the most part. Very, very few people are out there doing any kind of terroristic things, with the exception of the government agents themselves.
I think if you tried to go about it poorly, that you would get caught.
You know, okay, like if you were slipshod, sure.
Yeah, if you said, well, I'd like to buy some TNT, please, you know, or something.
Yeah, walk
like,
into Walmart and ask them for that. That might be a problem.
Yeah, like you could, I think you could get caught that way. But if you, I mean, you know, they just grip their fingers tighter and tighter, and just more sand runs through them. Because you know, I think that if the average person wanted to build a bomb, I don't know. I haven't tried to build a bomb. So I don't know all about this stuff. But it seems to me,
not that hard.
If somebody wanted to go about doing it, they could build something that was a little more effective than propane tanks and some gasoline and some you know, Miracle-Gro.
Plans are readily available on the internet, so nothing is stopping people from going through with these acts. It's just that they aren't doing it. Anyway, that won't stop the government. That fact won't stop the government from ginning up more fear about the potential that terrorism could happen, and then using that fear to continue to build a more oppressive police state. And that's what they're planning on doing in New York. Where, according to the AFP, New York officials say they could stop attacks like the attempted Times Square car bomb by expanding a controversial surveillance system so sensitive it will pick up even suspicious behavior. New York is already a heavily policed city with 35,000 officers and a counterterrorism bureau, the first of its kind in the country, partnering with the FBI. But Saturday's failed terrorist bomb in the Times Square tourist hotspot has provided the authorities with a new argument for expanding a sometimes controversial security blanket of cameras, sensors, and analytical software. The system will greatly enhance our ability and the ability of the police to detect suspicious activity in real time and disrupt possible attacks, said Mayor Michael Bloomberg on Monday. The high-tech system, modeled on the Ring of Steel in London's financial district, is already in service in Lower Manhattan, where Wall Street and the World Trade Center reconstruction site are located.
You know, you certainly wouldn't. Ring of Steel is an awesome name for their security apparatus down there in the financial center of London, because you certainly wouldn't call it the slipshod bureaucratic waste of money. I mean, that would be a terrible thing to name it, right?
Headquartered at 55 Broadway, the Lower Manhattan Security Initiative goes far beyond the traditional hodgepodge of police cameras, such as the 82 devices installed around Times Square. Instead, an integrated system maintains an unblinking eye, not just watching, but constantly collecting license plate numbers and video of pedestrians and drivers, as well as detecting explosives and other weapons. An important component of the program is coordination between the police network and private businesses' cameras, something that's not been established in Times Square, causing detectives significant extra work. Also, a separate but similar program called Operation Sentinel plans to log every vehicle entering Manhattan Island by scanning their license plates and checking for radiation. So,
interesting. Now, I'm kind of curious. What do you think about a business that maybe in, you know, in New York City, you'd be right there on the street, essentially, and you'd have cameras in your business that would or outside your business that would record the goings on in order to keep your business safe, and then, say, turning over that information to the government?
What would I think about that?
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, obviously, you're okay with people having cameras in their business, right?
I'm fine with that, sure.
And what if something happens and the business then turns over the video to the government?
I'm not sure what your question – what are you asking?
Okay, a business where this guy parks his truck, Times Square attempted bomber.
It's a business's video. They can do whatever they want with it.
Do you have you don't have a problem with it then?
It would all depend.
So
I think
the government's really just setting up cameras in other places and getting the video and collecting it and deciding who's coming and who's going, right?
Well, no, the government is setting up cameras everywhere and cataloging people's license plate numbers and sniffing for all kinds of things and increasing the amounts of these cameras and the intrusiveness, and that's what the government is doing.
Well, my problem with these things is they tend to not be very effective. That's my biggest problem with it, is that it's a waste of money.
So if it were effective, you'd be all right with being monitored every place you go?
I am being monitored most places I go.
I'll say something similar to what I said about the census, and there was a comment on a recent census video where Ian, you actually kind of brushed him off and said, I don't cooperate with that. And there was a comment from someone saying, well, this is innocuous. I don't trust the government and everything, but this is really innocuous. It's not a big deal, and people should just go along with the census because it's not harmful. And I think that. Excuse me. You have all these people in positions of power that have access to this information. I don't know how many. I'm sure it's a lot. And each and every one of them is not going to be a trustworthy individual necessarily. And because they're in positions of government, I even less so expect them to be trustworthy individuals. And so I just the idea of having all this tracking information on people being collected and logged and be accessible to people who have shown not to be very scrupulous people. Is disturbing to me. So it may at right this moment they're not doing anything harmful with it right this second, but they have in the past, even on an official level, and even on an unofficial level, there's a whole bunch of individuals who have access to that information that I don't think are trustworthy.
And they're always losing the information that
that's
they collect.
That's the other thing is they're
pretty regular.
Is that there's
basis.
A security issue. They've shown that they can't be trusted to keep it secure and keep it away from people that aren't even supposed to have it. Not even by their terms. They just couldn't keep it secure. So there's a lot of reasons to be upset about all kinds of tracking information being kept on innocent people.
Well, I would like to answer Ian's question. So if the government was effective, and that's really the question, right? If the government was effective in collecting this data, would I be okay with it? Well, if pigs could sing, I might go to a concert, okay? But the government isn't effective in anything it does. So I can't answer that question. Would I go to see a pig sing at a concert? I'd like to see the government try to be effective at something.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark. I just don't like – I mean, even if they did catch the occasional criminal, I mean, you could point out that they might actually use these cameras to catch somebody that did something, although studies have shown that streetlights reduce crime better than these cameras do. But even if they could show that the cameras were more effective than streetlights, I still would not feel comfortable having these government agent people who are not my friends with this information at their beck and call. That I don't appreciate. I know that the bank and Walmart and the other places that I go that have video cameras up are not going to use those cameras against me for some arbitrary political reason, whereas the government people certainly will. Walmart and the bank just want to prevent loss. That's the reason they have the cameras up. It's completely legitimate, and I support it.
The government claims to just want to prevent bombs.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily what they'll use that information for, whereas the other agencies can't use it to aggress against me. There's more coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. There's more on the way. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. Also, there's so much hype around these days about vitamin supplements, and I was frustrated by their outrageous claims, so went out and found something real. Here's Mike Buck from New Zealand's NatureBee with the real story on nutrition.
Hello there, Mark. You know, you're right. The real story, look at this. The real story is over 200 million Americans take vitamin supplements. What a business. But most of them are manufactured in chemical labs. Who knows what's in them? NatureBee, real organic vegetable food in those capsules. All 27 vitamins and amino acids, 28 minerals, powerful antioxidants for the active lifestyle we're looking at. Not a drug or a stimulant or medicine. It's pure food, and it's so easy. You take two golden capsules a day with a glass of water, get all the good stuff. Forget about the rest of it because NatureBee is the best of it.
So NatureBee is real food. What will it do for people?
Well, it's going to fix you right up. As a matter of fact, NatureBee guarantees to give you more energy, lasting you all day. Plus, better sleep at night, much better digestion, much stronger immune system, and all, of course, with NatureBee's unconditional money-back guarantee.
So NatureBee isn't available in stores. No need to drive out to the mall. Mike, give us a real deal.
You got it. Right now, you can either go online or you can call toll-free. Get yourself a huge six-month supply for just $99.95 plus delivery. And because you're smart enough to listen to Free Talk Live, we're smart enough to give you 3 more months for free. That's a great deal, all right to your door. All you got to do is make the toll-free call to Auckland, New Zealand immediately. 1-866-834-8355. Before you go running off for the weekend, 866-834-8355. Or always online at NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
All right. Well, I've been taking NatureBee myself, and you can be all you can be with NatureBee. Call 1-866-834-8355 or go online to NatureBee.com. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we continue the discussion here about the police state, the surveillance state that continues to expand in New York City. The story from the AFP where they are looking at spending even more money, more than $110 million to expand the Lower Manhattan Security Initiative. They are looking at doing more stuff, expanding out, getting more cameras on board, and trying to keep people safe. Because apparently the just the tremendous amount of cameras they already have isn't doing a good enough job. So they need every government failure is always another excuse for more government. And in this case, they've got some grand plans. The New York police chief reiterated that there was a plan, reiterated the plan to use the occasion to press for more federal funding from Washington. Kelly also gave details about the system, explaining how the aim is for analytic software, allowing experts to make sense of raw information in real time. For example, alarms would trigger when cameras noticed an unattended bag or a car circling a block too many times to be considered normal, said Kelly. He told Fox News that it's a whole new area for us. We're very enthusiastic about it. The large-scale yet simultaneously detailed intelligence gathering clearly pays in some terrorism investigations, according to the report. They point out that acquiring the ingredients for a bomb or weapons exposes plotters to precisely the kind of surveillance New York is promoting. I'm not sure how it is that detecting somebody driving around the street too many times or leaving a bag somewhere will figure out who's acquiring bomb ingredients.
Yeah,
but nonetheless,
I can hardly imagine how the cameras are going to figure out who's leaving bags in places. It must fall signal on that 100 times a day. But
how do you identify
around,
a bag?
Driving around New York City, looking for a parking space is arduous work. I can imagine you do see people circling. When I've gone there, I've circled trying to find parking spaces. So it makes you wonder, do I need a visit from the police officers that later on in the day because of that?
While law enforcement officials tout a brave new world of security, rights groups fear a Big Brother presence violating fundamental privacy. The New York Civil Liberties Union has sued the Department of Homeland Security in an attempt to extract more information about the Manhattan security system and to know how the information will be used, shared, and stored. The irony is that the lowest tech responses can sometimes best the most sophisticated gizmo. The misfiring of a device hidden in the underpants of a Nigerian passenger and the quick reaction by others on a U.S.-bound flight prevented potential tragedy in the late December attempted airline attack, and in Times Square, a vigilant street vendor and nearby beat cop, not a computer, raised the alert on the suspicious vehicle. So is it just pouring a whole bunch of money into a technological snafu that inevitably when the government runs this tech wonder system, that it will result in, you know, next to nothing as far as the actual tangible, touchable results are concerned? Is it just a big contract for their buddies in the
right.
tech field?
I think that one thing that you need to keep an eye out for is I think currently many perps don't believe that they're being videotaped and that there are there's such a huge web of private video cameras out there that it's often they do get caught on videotape. I believe that there's a video of this guy who had they were pursuing somebody in a video regarding this particular incident, and you know it happens all the time. They manage to get perps on video from different private localities. And I think that having cameras that everybody knows about is just going to make these people more careful, because currently people don't expect to be videotaped, even though they are, and they act like they don't expect to be videotaped. So if you have video cameras everywhere, everybody knows that there's video cameras everywhere, they're going to act like they expect to be videotaped. So they'll wear large hats will come into fashion. Sunglasses will come into fashion. People changing their looks will come into fashion with people on in the lower socioeconomic strata. Younger people will, you know, take on ways to mask their appearance. So, you know, people are just going to react to the cameras.
Toll-free number here for you to take control of the airwaves. Ring up anything is 800-259-9231. And that's just the proposal for New York City. Of course, we had a story a while back, or just a couple weeks ago, I think, about Chicago. And
but you can believe this is coming. I mean, there's nothing that we're going to say on Free Talk. Oh, cameras.
It's pretty bad in England right now, right? And particularly like
London. Yeah, millions of cameras.
And is that what they're doing out there? I don't know.
What do you mean? Are people changing their faces? I hear that that's happening, but I don't know. I haven't been there. Feet on the ground.
I was just curious. I mean, it's an interesting. I'm not sure only in the sense that so many people are so trusting of government, and it won't occur to them until they get burned. It just reminds me of this. The issue with a lot of these is that most people aren't the ones who get burned. I mean, there's a majority of people who it never affects them personally, mm-hmm. and so they don't.
They don't think arms against it.
Yeah. They don't think it's this horrible thing. But then there's just this random sampling, almost random, a sampling of people who get burned by it in one way or another. And they may be all up in arms, but we're under a system where the majority can totally abuse the minority. And it's just a minority of people that are upset. Nothing's ever going to happen about it.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I don't see any of this stuff turning around in big cities anytime
soon. Yeah, big cities are getting cameras.
Yeah, and of course, Chicago was talking about bringing the National Guard in to occupy the streets. So cameras and armed men standing everywhere, this is the land of the free, right? 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Global Environmental Energy Technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger, because this amazing invention is really about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over, and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th to May 21st, or from June 21st to June 25th. For details, visit GEETInternational.com. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Visit GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. That's GEETInternational.com or email to paul@geet.nl.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, including our news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop via email or Twitter or Facebook, whichever one works best for you, or multiple, whatever you choose. At news.freetalklive.com, getting signed up is free, as is everything on our website, news.freetalklive.com. Dale is here with us from anarchyinyourhead.com. And, Dale, you just actually you're starting up a company for the purposes of bringing a movie out to the –
Well, I'm not starting it up, but I am involved with it, yeah.
Okay. Well, you're involved in a new startup of a company and for the purposes of creating a film, a fiction film. Is there a title for the film?
At the moment, it's Slaughter in the Haunted Forest. It's possible that will change.
Slaughter in the Haunted Forest.
We gave a lot of thought to that title. No, not really.
You've been working diligently behind the scenes, producing this. You're getting ready to start filming it. And it's really, is it going to have a Liberty theme to it to some extent?
There will. It will, yes.
It's, but it's a
horror
movie.
It's not banging over the head with the Liberty theme, but it's definitely in there.
But first and foremost, it's horror.
Horror film.
So in the process of doing all of this, there's probably some things that are a little distasteful to you as being somebody who is not interested in interacting with the state, as I am not interested. But in order to run a company and to have a company, there are likely going to be certain requirements, hoops that you'll have to jump through. And I figured I'd share these with you in case you hadn't heard the news from CNNMoney.com. According to the story, an all but overlooked provision of the health reform law is threatening to swamp U.S. businesses with a flood of new tax paperwork. Section 9006, you read that far, right, Mark?
I never made it past five.
The health care bill, just a few lines buried in the 2,409-page document, mandates that beginning in 2012, all companies will have to issue 1099 tax forms, not just to contract workers, but to any individual or corporation from which they buy more than $600 in goods or services in a tax year.
Oh, my goodness. That's a whole huge step up in, you know, what you have to do.
What is it now? Do you know?
Well, if you...
Because we get these 1099s from some of the people that buy ads from us.
Yeah, but it's not really a... It's not necessarily about buying ads as much as it is talent. I don't know all the tax rules. This is not tax advice. Sometimes we get 1099s, sometimes we don't, and I don't know.
It's really hard to give tax advice because it's so massively complex and terrifying.
As I understand, if you call the IRS and ask for advice, 50% of the time they will tell you something that is wrong and illegal.
Pretty much. And
it's daunting. I mean, it's the kind of thing that's incredibly discouraging for starting a business because it's like you don't even know if you're doing something wrong most of the time.
That statistic, Mark, that you cited, I don't know if it was 50%. It's around there somewhere, though, and that has to do with the 10 most asked questions. So the actual audit that you're talking about, when they call the IRS helpline and they ask them these questions that they give the wrong answers to, they're asking the 10 most asked questions that the IRS agents are asked. So it's not like they're asking some sort of an obscure question. They're asking the most popular questions that the agents are asked, and they still aren't giving the right answers to it. Anyway, according to the story here, the stealth change radically alters the nature of 1099s and means businesses will have to issue millions of new tax documents each year. Right now, the IRS Form 1099 is used to document income for individual workers other than wages and salaries. Freelancers receive them each year from their clients, and businesses issue them to the independent contractors they hire. But under the new rules, if a freelance designer buys a new iMac from the Apple store, they'll have to send Apple a 1099. If a laundromat that buys soap each week from a local distributor will then have to send the supplier a 1099 at the end of the year, tallying up their purchases. So presumably, Dale, if you're buying a new camera for your production company...
Well, that's the obvious one. The other one that I'm thinking of, I'll have to send that a 1099 in theory. The other one is like just buying like food for the set on a regular basis from a grocery store.
Is that going to go over $600 in a calendar year?
Over the period of an entire shoot, probably will. So 1099 for Hannaford's or something like that.
It's crazy. The bill makes two key changes to how 1099s are used. First, it expands their scope by using them to track payments not only for services but also for tangible goods. Plus, it requires that 1099s be issued not just to individuals but also to corporations. Taken together, the two seemingly small changes will require millions of additional forms to be sent out. And as they pointed out over at LouRockwell.com about this, this is going to have an effect of... an additional level of burden on mom-and-pop businesses, on smaller businesses, on startups, people that don't know all the rules.
Right, this doesn't make you any money to do this. I'm in business to make money. I'm not here to fill out government forms. That means that I'm going to have to – somebody, either me or – I'm going to have to hire somebody is going to have to fill out these forms, and that – affects productivity. How many more, it's the death of 1,000 paper cuts. How many more times are you going to slash at businesses and expect them to make it?
Exactly. This is likely going to put some businesses out of business, the ones that are on the edge.
It's just more of this sort of corporatist fascist, and by fascist I don't mean, bigoted. I mean fascist in the sense that, corporations and government are fusing together. This runs the small mom and pop, the borderline businesses out of business, and then it leaves it to the big ones that manage to have, they've got their ins with the government and they're big enough and they're crowding everyone else out.
It benefits them. It benefits them. It's like if you're a weightlifter and you're gonna run a race against some little tiny runner who's very aerobically talented. And you want to run that race? You can say, "Well, let's have the race where we both carry 50-pound weights. That'll make it fair because we both have to carry it, right?"
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
These big corporations have the teams of lawyers and the accountants and everybody on staff that, well, it's not going to be a big deal if Walmart has to hire a few more lawyers or some more accountants, but it's
if
a lot more.
If it puts their opponents out of business, it's a worthwhile cost for them.
Yes.
That's actually beneficial to them. It's like they will gladly hire a couple extra accountants if that will put out of business the little mom-and-pop stores.
As a matter of fact, I remember about 10 years ago, Walmart basically – excuse me, said that they were going about killing Kmart. They decided more lower prices every day in order to just drive the profit out of Kmart so they couldn't make it. And then once Kmart was gone, and I think they're actually just hobbled, not dead. Is that about
they're
right?
They're still around. Kmart's still around.
But they had to be bailed out by the government, as I recall.
Kmart
got bailed out.
I don't recall hearing
this
that.
This was in the mid to late 90s. Somebody save me on this one.
Sears bought Kmart.
That was later than that. It was another situation. Anyway, I may be wrong, but I believe that to be the case.
News to me.
So
I worked there.
Yes, I know you did. That's why I asked you. So, basically they went about losing money in order to kill Kmart. They didn't care. They just it was fine with them. If they can drive that person out of the marketplace, that group out of the marketplace, then they can make their rates a little higher and no one will know.
So, now what's interesting about this is the amount of busy work this is going to require is tremendous. So businesses will have to increase their costs in order to deal with jumping through all of these hoops. But it's not like anybody is really going to be there's any level of human interaction as far as on the IRS's side, human bureaucrats that will in any way be able to wade through all of this. This stuff is only going to be used, it would seem to me, it will only be used to target certain businesses. So you can just send in all these 1099s, and if they're not after you, they're not going to really take a close look at them, because think about it. I mean, right now
they'll just be
smothered in them. Yes. But it's there if they want to go after you.
Exactly.
If they don't like you for another reason.
Precisely.
Let's
so
look
they
at
target
their
you.
1099s or then, the 1099s that were issued to them.
Right. So if for whatever reason, if they decide they want to investigate you, and then they figure out that you bought a computer without sending a 1099 to Best Buy first, then they'll be able to charge you with whatever the crime of not filling out the 1099, you know, so 5 years in federal prison or some ludicrous nonsense like that.
And then, of course, you'll plead out because they've got you, right? Who wants to go in front of a jury where you're guilty?
But you have to ask the question here is how much more of this will Americans take? How many more hoops will people happily jump through, telling themselves the whole time, this is the price we pay to live in a free society? 1-800-259-9231. How many pieces of paper do they force you to fill out before you finally decide that you aren't actually in a free society, that you're just an obedient servant? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public. Like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance. Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, there are different ways that you can do so. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole bunch of different options. Different things you can do, from putting banners on your website to contacting your local talk stations and asking for Free Talk Live. Go and get a whole list of things over at promote.freetalklive.com. We would appreciate your assistance in spreading the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. Again, that's promote.freetalklive.com. So new tax codes coming into effect, they claim, here in 2012. So you got a couple more years to go here before they're going to start demanding that all businesses send out 1099 forms to anybody that they are doing business with to the amount of more than $600 in goods or services in a tax year. It's going to be an avalanche of new paperwork requirements on American businesses, and it will make it much more difficult for mom and pops out there to compete, because if they manage to, for instance, get by without hiring an accountant, this may require them to hire an accountant, or who knows? Who knows what extra level of burden this will be?
That's really expensive too. I mean,
to hire an accountant.
Yeah, just imagine. I was just at just checking out beekeepers, a little beekeeper association, and I'm thinking of these people who have beehives in their backyards, which is fine to do. It's you can have beehives in your yard and raise honey and everything.
Mark's got one actually.
Yeah, and you want to go and sell honey, now you're getting into the realm of having to, if you're going to be legit and do things on the up and up, which is making it harder and harder to do, then you've got to, either become an accountant of sorts yourself, or pay literally enough for an accountant that you pretty much can't make money. Like it pretty much is just you just it's just not viable to do. To just do a little something for yourself to make a little extra money or something like that. It's just not even viable.
To where people will just say, screw it. I'm just going to go and get a J-O-B, and I'm going to go work for somebody else. Whereas
which
before,
is what they want. Yeah, they, right, they want you to. They just want you to be a cog. They don't want you to work for yourself or earn a living on your own in some way. They want you to work for a big company and have no other choice. And that is not the free market. That is that really is just an extension of our slavery right there.
And it's so tragic. It is so tragic because it destroys all these requirements, these regulations. They destroy the entrepreneurial spirit. Like you were saying, Dale, if somebody's excited about something, they get into beekeeping or they get into radio or they get into whatever the, the different area that's regulated is. Making a movie. Some areas of interest are more regulated than others, though, right? I mean, if we're talking about like hairstylists, and there are so many different areas of interest out there. That some are more regulated than others. So we're fortunate, Mark, that we're in radio and they got rid of broadcast licenses. We don't have to ask the FCC for a license to create the show. It's just the radio stations that are begging for the licenses to
get the license in order to broadcast.
To run their radio stations. But it used to be that talent needed to have an FCC license
right.
as well. For whatever reason, they made that go away. It's an unusual reduction in the amount of – I think it's just because the FCC didn't want to do the work anymore is what it was. But nonetheless, you've got somebody with an entrepreneurial drive, somebody with an idea, somebody with something that is exciting to them. They want to go out and provide a new product or service to the marketplace, or maybe an existing product, but they want to do it in a slightly different way, or they think they can do it for less. And then they start looking into, well, what's it going to take? Because I want to do this right. I want to do this legal and right.
Well,
and,
I want to do it and not go to jail.
Yeah, well there you go.
I think that to some extent people are like people. I don't know how to. I don't have the verbiage to describe what it is, the feeling that they have. But when you're excited about getting started on a project and you want to go about doing it the right way. So what is it, government? How do I go about doing it the right way? And when you ask them, they've got lots of answers for you. Well, first you'll have to give us a license, a fee for this, and a fee for that, and a fee for this. And don't
forget business license, your health code.
You'll have to go over to this department here and do that. And
don't forget to pull the permits.
Right. And the inspector has to check this. And da, 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 da. So. In a lot of cases, if you just go about doing what you're doing, especially in the internet economy, you just do whatever it is that you do, and then if you get profitable enough, you figure out how it is you can avoid them coming and slapping cuffs on you at some point. But
they are really most interested in people that are making money.
Yeah, that's their biggest concern.
Because, well, if money's transferring hands without them taking a cut, then they get real nasty about it.
Yeah, my experiences in the past with stuff like this is there's a lot of people say, well, you need to go pay someone and to consult with them about all you need to do because it's that complicated.
Yes.
So before you even, just to get your feet wet in it, you're terrified and you want to pay someone to tell you what to do so you don't go to jail or have a massive audit or something like that. And what I hear also a lot of times is they'll say, well, don't worry about it too much until you're making money because that's, then you're the big fish they want to get into your
right and
business.
You can absolutely go and consult with a lawyer and they'll tell you, well, give me $1,000, we'll incorporate you as an S corporation and blah 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 blah, and they'll feed you a line, and in some cases it's best to have gone there, but in the vast majority of cases you can go to LegalZoom.com, use code FTL, and wham, you've got yourself a corporation if that's what you want to do. There's a whole bunch of other ways to go about it, and if you're in a lot of cases, if you're just making a little bit of money over the internet, you don't have to worry about it at all anyway.
Yeah, so, I think you're probably not going to end up on the radar until you're making a lot of money. And at that point, if that's going to get you on the radar, then you start worrying about
But it just depends, right? I mean, you guys are talking about the internet economy where it's easy to just put up a website and get out there.
If you're opening a storefront.
I'm talking about a storefront here. I mean,
you've got to get an occupational license.
Right,
if you don't have an occupational license, you're not going to open your doors.
A lot of businesses these days are still not internet-based. They have to be physical. They have to have product, and they have to have service.
It's hard to eat internet food.
And there are people who have visions in those areas that they want to create their own business, and they look into the requirements. And they just throw up their hands and they say, this is too much. I can't handle this. If it were just a matter of renting a storefront and going out there and putting my product and service out, I could handle that. But jumping through all these hoops, it's too much. It's too confusing. I don't understand this. And I can't afford the experts that I would need to hire to help me understand it. So screw it. I'm just going to keep working at my desk job.
That's exactly what they want.
And how
the
much
the whole economy
innovation
is designed to make you, the worker bee, work for the big, high
hive.
Yeah.
If you try to go out and make your own little hive, that's a problem for them. They can't keep an eye on you the way they want to.
How much innovation does this destroy? How many potential right. entrepreneurs, people with ideas and excitement behind them, maybe not a bunch of capital, but how many people in those situations
so
have
many
been knocked out?
The great businesses of the 20th century were started by people that didn't have too much when they started.
Bill Gates was in his garage, right? Yeah. Microsoft in the early days.
You think he started with his occupational license, or you think he just made some computers?
The latter.
Yeah.
I think it was software. I think they were writing software.
I don't know.
Nonetheless. So the question of how many great ideas have been squashed by the bureaucracy and the regulations and the rules out there, it's unanswerable.
It's unimaginable. I mean, it's undoubtedly, phenomenal. I mean, there's no doubt.
Right, because all of those people, you're right, it's unimaginable, because all of the people throughout all of the time that there have been these regulations, and certainly there are more now this decade than last decade and then the decade before that, they just keep piling them on and making it even more difficult to do business. But over all that time, you had these people that would have gotten in, they might have brought a really cool innovation to whatever the industry was that they were interested in getting into, but they never did. They threw in the towel, and they decided before they even started, screw this, forget it, it's too difficult.
Right.
So what innovations do we miss out on? And then we were unable, because we didn't get those innovations in the first place, to innovate on top of those, because that's the way wealth is created. Somebody comes up with a new idea, they create new wealth, and then somebody else looks at that idea and says, I could make that better. And then they add some new idea to the existing idea.
And now we still don't have flying cars.
Exactly.
And we should have flying cars by now.
We absolutely should. And there's so many other examples of things that we don't know what to talk about because we never came across them because it never happened.
I wish the government would just tell me, please, bureaucrats, tell me when we've reached that perfect amount of government. Let me know how much it is. Just tell me how much government is enough. Because I really
thought
in the middle of the 90s that we had enough government. I thought there was too much government. And what has it done since then? It's exploded. And so some new thing, I guarantee next year something new will happen. And the government will say, we need some more government. There's been a stock market crash. I know that it's our involvement that caused the stock market crash in the first place. And these banks are having all this trouble. And the poor people had to bail out the rich people. But we need some more government to handle, to make sure that doesn't happen.
And what's so convenient for them is they can always point at specific cases where some regulation stopped a bad thing from happening.
Sure.
And I don't doubt it. They can point at it and say, look, this regulation kept so-and-so. He was about to screw over this customer, and this regulation stopped him. They can point at those things. What doesn't show is the broad sweeping damage, and it's a lot. Because, I mean, you're essentially, when you tax everyone, when you regulate everyone, that's what Ian's just been talking about, is there's this broad sweeping damage, which is obscure.
The unseen. The unseen. All right, there's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got everything from jailing brown people to pantheism all coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have a roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.